Today is Friday, September 16th, 2016. This is Life Words Day by Day. Let me offer you a life word for today. In Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, John wrote these words, "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, 'The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.'" So here we are past Labor Day, and the political pundits are telling us that this is when the presidential race is really going to kick into gear. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for it to kick out of gear. I'm ready for November. I've about had it with the presidential race. I mean, most people really know who they're going to vote for right now, don't you think? I mean, I think we ought to go ahead and let's have the election tomorrow. Who's with me? I'm glad that the presidential race is almost over, and I'm also glad that I serve a God who is not running for office. God's not taking any polls or asking any people about what they think about his plans, because God is God. You can rest in this fact today. No matter who wins this presidential election, God is still going to be God. He's still going to be in control. John got a glimpse into the future in Revelation chapter 7. Let me tell you what our future is. The Bible says Jesus will reign forever and forever. So no matter how things turn out in November, God's still going to be God. We don't have anything to worry about there. Today at Life Word, we're praising God and praying for BMA missionaries Dale and Celia Broom. They're serving our Lord in Ghana, West Africa, serving our BMA churches there. Thank you, Brother Dale and Miss Celia. We're praying for you today. And as you pray today, would you also pray for Life Word's Burmese broadcast? It covers a large part of the country of Burma, and a lot of people are coming to Jesus because of that broadcast. From the Life Word team worldwide, broadcasting in 38 languages to 117 countries, and to a potential listening audience of over 2 billion people, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.